Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Mike Quebec monitoring.
Connected to CMN network.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Mike Quebec monitoring. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Mike Quebec monitoring.
You're connected to CMN network. Currently connected to CMN network. Connected to CMN network.
N8MT, you're listening.
You're connected to CMN network. Connected to CMN network. You're connected to CMN network.
WAYRC Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN network.
KB8OOE. KB8OOE.
Connected to CMN network. You're connected to CMN network. Connected to CMN network. You're connected to CMN network. currently connected to CMN Network.
W8DOD, Sanford, Michigan, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
W8DOD, this is K8GPG.
Well, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Just thinking, wow, what a nice repeater to have in the area.
Oh, yes, nice and quiet. There's that little bit of an echo at the end, but that's not so bad. But, yeah, I'm running a little less, well, let's see. I'm running about 4 watts here from Sanford.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm only running 10 watts myself. And Jeff said a good way to get rid of the echo is just when you're done speaking, leave it keep for like half a second, and that will fix that.
Okay, very good. So, and it probably would be the same on the beginning. I got a key and wait a beat before I start yapping. So, W-A-D-O-D for ID. Well, are you out messing around? Are you at home? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm at home just kind of keep putting aloe vera on. I got a little bit of a sunburn yesterday working on this, hoisting the antenna. It was a nice, beautiful day, so I got quite a bit of sun. But other than that, just kind of goofing. You?
Yeah, I'm out here. I'm the 10-meter band. There seems to be a little bit of noise. I've got to do some work on my buoy that I put out in the lake, just sitting in here where it's nice and cool right now. Yeah, I was going to help you guys yesterday, but I didn't get the call until late. My wife had already volunteered my services to do a bunch of work on the Midland Dog Show, so I was quite occupied with that.
Yeah, no problem. I'm also watching the webpage that you saw posted in Discord, and we are green, both of us are green bar all the way across as far as the voter is concerned, so pretty cool. And this is, I don't even think the remotes are working yet. They've been installed, and I know the microwave links are there, but I don't think Jeff has gotten to tying them in and all that. I mean, I could be wrong, but that was as of yesterday. And yeah, no problem. We had a good crew show up yesterday, and got a lot done. And it is so cool to get up close and personal to a 400-foot tower, and then watching them hoist that antenna all the way to the top. I'm like, no way. But nope, they've got it down to a science. So I tip my hats to everyone.
Yeah, it's quite to do. Which Discord were you referring to? I want to make sure I have it.
So it's, you know, the normal one that we're on. Just look for a section called CMN, Seaman, and you'll see a link after the pictures I posted. Fred posted a rather neat all-star link that shows you kind of what's happening, a little bit of a status.
Yep, I found it. Thank you very much. Very good. This is awesome. Yeah, very nice.
Cool. Well, I heard you key up, so I just thought I'd acknowledge it and let you get back to what you were doing. I'm going to continue to do odds and ends around the house here, so always good chatting. K8GPG with W8DOD. I'll be monitoring when you're clear.
Very good, sir. Thanks for checking in. This is W8DOD back to monitoring.
W8GGG KF8 GFL. Are you listening?
in relation to the Upper Gulf. WADOD, present.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo 8 is up, Phil.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Can you see your videos clear?
Connected to CMN Network.
QB8OE.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, testing on the new Midland repeater.
Well, Kilo 8, PLM, this is K8GTG.
Hey, good evening there, Jack. Good evening. I had a funny suspicion that you would be monitoring this frequency. I have my handheld on the Guildford repeater, and apparently they're not linked at this time.
Not, you know, one thing at a time, I could easily be wrong. It seems like I've heard it link and unlink, so maybe some other folks are playing with it. But I've talked to DOD earlier today, and it's just coming in loud and full quieting.
Yeah, the audio is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I got on a little while ago with 1 watt. I was able to hit the repeater, no problem.
Yeah, and I don't think all the remotes are fully implemented either. I know that they're physically installed, and I know the microwave links are up and running, but I don't know if they're tied in as a system or not. So I know it's baby steps, you know, like this weekend we got the antenna installed and got the repeater installed, and so, hey. I imagine over the next coming weeks, it's just going to get better and better.
Yeah, I was at the baptism checking my phone in the pictures during the priest homily, and I got to admit I was more interested in the antenna than the homily, so God forbid me, you know, forgive me for that, but yeah, the antenna was impressive. I'm at 2 watts right now, so I don't know how well I sound.
You are loud and clear. So 2 watts, you're hitting it just fine.
So did you physically participate in installing the repeater equipment?
Negative. It was already installed in the rack. I've got a picture of it I can share sometime. It's a Motorola. It's very heavy duty looking. It's, you know, the whole chassis looks like it's a heatsink. And you've heard it talking in hourly announcements and things like that. It just seems to do the job.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard it's 54. They said 54 degrees. I'm like, wait a minute, 57. I don't know where you live, but it's hotter than Hades where I live right now. And so maybe 400 feet in the air, it's a little cooler. I don't know. Or maybe they just have to work out the bugs. But I heard that, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been saying clear, and I think 53 all day today. So it's either probably just pointing to the wrong location, or something's not working as far as it fetching the values. But I'm guessing that's probably one of the easiest things to get going.
I copy that. So is this equipment new, the Motorola repeater system with the massive heat sink looking type of equipment?
Yeah, it sure looked like it. I'm pretty sure it is. And like I said, I got a picture of it. Oh, and it's in a pretty, you know, it's not in a clean room. It's in a shack with all the other equipment, and it probably gets a little bit coating of dust and stuff like that. It had none of it on it, so I'm sure it's pretty new.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, all right. I'm kind of excited. I naively thought they were going to put some type of metal antenna that was, you know, lower, 6 feet or lower, smaller in length, and stick it up there with a hose clamp and run a big whopping coax to it, and that was it. But when you showed me that antenna, I was like, holy moly, that is a cool-looking antenna.
It sure is, KAGTG with KAPLM. It's a big honking. I mean, this thing must have been 15 feet wide and weigh at least 60 pounds, and it's got those segments. And I asked, well, is it directional? And he said, no, it's an omnidirectional. They do it that way. They build it that way to make it a high-gain antenna. So imagine you're putting a high-gain antenna, probably 100 watts, at the very, very top of a 400-foot tower. I mean, part of the reason why we're booming.
Yeah, that is really interesting. I'm wondering if I ever make it, which I will, make it up to Traverse City again. I wonder if I can actually get to this repeater at Cadillac. I always thought Cadillac would be a cool spot to hit for my home QTH, but I never was able to do it. And then when I'm mobile, I thought, well, let me try hitting the Midland repeater with the old repeater when I was in Cadillac, and no dice. No way could I do it.
Yeah, well, moving forward, lots more options. So I tip my hat to the crew at Seaman and for getting this going, and it's just, you know, Midland was, I'm sure it's sort of like a stepping stone, you know, between Mount Pleasant and heading west, and then kind of like the bridge to the east side where Bay City and Saginaw is. So the coverage is just expanded quite a bit.
I copy that. Do you hear yourself when you unkey? Do you hear like your echo, a little bit of your own transmission coming back to you?
Affirmative. The simple solution is, when you're done talking, stay keyed for about half a second, and then no more echo. So, you know, every radio is different. You got to learn how to work it. But just I pause half a second before I start speaking, and pause half a second after I'm done.
Now you're talking to an Italian here, who also talks with his hands. So you think I am capable of performing such a physical task?
Well, I'm not going to add to that stereotype, but I will say you are a pretty chatty guy. So, yeah, okay.
So
So I'm looking at their UHF network system, and I never tried it. I'm going to program my radio with these UHF frequencies because I want to see how far south I can get. I did a test the other day, Friday, when I was driving to Bloomfield Hills, which is north of Detroit. I was able to get Guilford all the way to the south side of Flint, and then it died off. And then I turned to Fenton because I figured that was next best Central Michigan Emergency Network repeater, and that was only good for about 20 miles, and that was about it. So about 80 miles outside of Midland, going south on 75 on VHF, you can communicate back to Midland through the Central Michigan Emergency Network. But after about 80 miles, it was cold turkey, nothing. Nothing for the next 10 miles into Bloomfield Hills, nothing into Detroit. So I'm wondering what kind of luck would I have with this UHF linking system. But there's really not a repeater that far north to get from Midland to Detroit. I know this is something that you haven't thought about, but I'm looking at the frequencies right now because I'm going to go back into my memory manager and all my chirp and all the other stuff that I use to start updating my radios with this new frequency.
Yeah, agreed. I need to do the same thing and program my assorted radios here as well, and you know, and to remember to do the PL tone on both the in and the out. So it's a fun problem to have, actually.
It actually is. I'm looking at the ICOM memory manager, the freebie they give you, and there's only one place you can put a PL tone, but apparently it works because it's working on my 9700 right now, and I don't have an in, or I mean I have an in, I don't have an out, at least I don't think I do. Maybe I don't have it scrolled all the way over. I've been known to do that before, but I don't see it. So it works. You know, it works on this one. But I know Chirp and other ones do have it in and out, so I'll make sure I put that PL tone in for the out, and hopefully that'll take care of everything.
Yeah, I had to actually crack the manual on that one on the ICOM menu because it's under when you get into all the VOR settings. And it's called PL tone, but then it's called something else for the other one, like T squelch or something like that. So it's not PL in and PL out. It's ICOM calls it at least PL for one and T squelch or something like that for the other. So look for that.
If you're referring to their freebie memory manager, I'm looking at it right now. It says tone, T-squelch, DTCS. And there's only one spot for that, at least on this page, to input for memory manager for VHF frequencies. And apparently it works. So that's good. But like I said, I noticed it's not linked to their other repeaters at this time, which that's fine. I mean, what can you expect? They just put this thing up yesterday. So it's cool. I'm looking forward to this.
Like I said, when I filled in the PL, you could scroll through the valid frequencies and they all look, from 88 dot something to 103 to eventually the 131. And when you click onto the other field, the T-squelch, it has the same exact number. So you go, okay, so that's how they're calling, one from the other.
That's interesting. Because mine says right here, Midland 147.220. Tone, repeat Azure Tone 138.1, T Squelch frequency 88.5, DTCF 023, which I have no idea what that means. But, okay. Apparently it's, well, maybe it's not working. Maybe that's why I'm not being linked. Ah, I wonder. I'm going to turn on my radio again when you key up and see if you have the set right and it's linking.
Copy that, yeah. You're not set right if you're at 88-something. So give it a shot. This is K8GTG with K8PLM.
Yeah, nope. When you keyed up, I didn't hear you come across Guilford, so I don't know what's going on. But we'll worry about it later. But I need to. I always, when I start doing this stuff, as you know, when I start upgrading my PiStar, I always have to call you up and go, "Hi, I want to do this again." So I just don't do it that often. But all right, hey, good. I'm glad you were monitoring the frequency. It was a good chat with you. So have a good evening. Take care. I'll probably just be monitoring this frequency as I start going through Chirp and all those other fancy softwares to upgrade my radio. So if you want to holler, call me back. I'll probably be listening. But good talking to you, Jack. Kilo 8 Golf Tango Golf. This is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike.
Sounds good. Yeah, what's really cool is... if you're sitting there monitoring and you have a waterfall display, which you do on a couple of your radios, you can easily see if the Midland Repeater Classic is chatting versus this one. You know, they're so close together on the display, you can easily see if activity is happening in one or the other. Or I guess if you've got two VFOs, you can do it that way too. But so well, I'll be around. Catch up with you later. KGTG with KPLM. I'll be monitoring.
One more thought on that. I thought about using dual VFOs, but I forgot how to set it up, so I gotta look into that. And the waterfall displays is kinda cool too. I'll look at that. I know a friend of mine, again, probably another just a couple seconds here, a friend of mine in Grand Rapids wants to call me on the All-Star patch in to this network, so I don't know if that's available yet, and I'm not asking if you know, but if you do know, let me know, but I don't believe that's probably available at this time. But so he wants to call into, using his handheld, call into a repeater that's actually 15, 20 miles away, but for some reason he can hit it very clearly, punch in on his Baofeng the All-Star code, and away he goes. And we've talked that way before through Saginaw. It's really cool. So I know he's anxious to hear from me when it's ready. So if you hear, send me a text. I'd appreciate it. Golf Tangle Golf, Kilo 8, Golf Tangle Golf. This is Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. Had good chatting with you. I'll be monitoring.
KB8OLE.
Connected to CMN Network.
KB8OLE. Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KC8 BOA testing.
Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.